Hey everyone, Dr. Clark here. I want to share with you today the recently confirmed number one danger if you're gluten sensitive, and that is consuming milk products. About a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I posted a very popular video on the danger of milk and gluten sensitivity. And at that time, I explained that the problem with milk and being gluten sensitive is the issue of cross-reaction. Now, recently, a paper was published online in January, but it's now in the print edition by Dr. Aristo Vojdani, which confirms that. The biggest danger, if you are gluten sensitive or have celiac disease, the biggest danger in food-wise is consuming milk products, and here's why. I want to explain again what cross-reaction is. Cross-reaction occurs when the antibodies that the body is making for a certain substance, when those antibodies combine to another food that is not the original food, that is called cross-reaction. Now, this is what happens in gluten sensitivity and celiac disease. In celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, and really, let's not debate the semantics, they're the same thing, okay? You have a problem with gluten. The immune system is reacting to gluten, is trying to kill it, so it makes antibodies. Antibodies are like little flashing adhesive strobe lights that are designed to attach on to the gluten protein, and the immune system tries to find it and kill it, okay? Now, when those antibodies attach to something that's not gluten, because it looks just like it to the immune system, that's called cross-reaction. And the recent study totally and completely confirms that the number one offender of all foods that they checked were milk products. And this includes all the things that are in milk. Now, not they tested whole milk. They tested the portion of milk called alpha and beta caseins. They checked casomorphines. They checked milk butyrophilin. All of these, which component you look at, they were all the biggest cross-reactors. Now, what does that mean to you if you're someone who is gluten sensitive or someone who has diagnosed celiac disease? Well, that means you better stay away from milk products. And here's the thing. It doesn't matter if they're organic. It doesn't matter if they're raw. That has nothing to do with it. It is the nature of milk itself that is the problem. Milk contains these proteins that are similar enough looking to the gluten proteins that the immune system, the antibodies, will attach to them, and then it will direct an attack on them. Now, what this shows up very often, how you see this a lot in your patients, I see it in my patients, is someone will have started a gluten-free diet because, you know, they may have read that it's good, or they may have an autoimmune condition, or, you know, like rheumatoid arthritis, or Hashimoto's, or type 1 diabetes, or they just maybe do it because they think it's healthy, and they get a little bit better, and then they stop. So it's not like the big miraculous turnaround that they hear a lot of people having when they go on a gluten-free diet. Well, when you investigate their diet, you find out they're still eating milk products. I mean, I've lost count in my practice how many people have already made major diet changes by the time they make it in, and they're still coming in because they've got these autoimmune conditions such as Hashimoto's or rheumatoid or type 1 diabetes or multiple sclerosis or any of these other number of diseases. And, you know, they did better on a gluten-free diet, and they're usually eating paleo, or they're eating SCD, but when I look at their diet, they're still eating milk products. And I ask them about it, and they say, well, yeah, I don't eat that much. And then I have to tell them, it doesn't matter how much you're eating. You cannot eat this stuff if you've got known gluten sensitivity, or you think you do. You can't eat it. I mean, and really, and this is what I tell everyone, if you've got an autoimmune condition, you shouldn't be eating it anyway, whether or not you've been diagnosed gluten sensitive or celiac or not. You just shouldn't eat it. I mean, it's really, really dangerous. Now, to be fair, we know cross-reaction is a problem. We know that it does happen with these milk proteins, but it's not guaranteed to happen in every individual patient. I've had some patients who I would have sworn would have had a problem with milk. They didn't, as evidenced by the lab testing that we eventually did, as well as just clinically. They had no result. But I got to tell you, they were the minority. I mean, less than 2% of the patients I've seen were like that. By far the best rule, and it upholds the paper data. Milk products are the most problematic thing for someone that has a gluten sensitivity or celiac disease, or even an autoimmune condition. So I encourage you, to listen up and pay attention to that. And make sure you're working with someone, a doctor, that knows exactly what I just told you. Because if they're not reading, they're not staying up to date, they're going to give you false information even though they mean well. And it's just not worth it. I mean, your health is just not worth it. You don't have time for that. So I hope that was very helpful for you. And I got a lot more videos to come because it was an amazing body of information in that paper.